Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 648. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the, well, Fox's penthouse, as I've been calling it here lately. It's more his penthouse than it is the Slapbox Podcast. I mean, record once a week. He's here 24/7, 8 days a week. Or maybe 37? If I'm already saying there's more days in the week than there are, would it be still 24? 24/7. Well, I guess 24/7 would imply there's 7 days a week. I don't know where I'm going with any of that. My trusty psychic agent Fox Mulder is, I guess, downstairs. You may end up hearing a kitty crying in the background. That wouldn't be Agent Fox Mulder. He's probably downstairs. If I had to guess, laying on the couch, the new sofa. Covered still in moving blankets. Now, of course, the kitty you might be hearing crying in the background would be one Agent Scully. Because, of course, you know, I've talked about her before. But, of course, if you're going to have a cat that is Agent Fox Mulder, you're eventually going to have to get a Scully, I guess. Or is it just... I always told him she was abducted by aliens, you know, and, maybe we'd find her one day. But as of right now, of course, I didn't know this, I don't think, before last episode, before I recorded that one. I can hear her now. I can hear her. Hopefully she calms down. I don't want that audio the whole hour. Usually she just chills out. I did just try to play with her a little bit, try to tire her out. But I'm already tired. I didn't want to wait too long before recording. As I cheated for... I've made it almost like 2 months without a single drop of caffeine. And it ended today. Because I needed a little bit of a pick-me-up before doing this, as I did work today. This is Saturday when I'm recording. Although, you know, I only worked 5 days this week because... I'll get into that here in a second. Yeah, so I guess I've learned early this week that Scully here was going in to get spayed. That was the what we were waiting on before moving her in here on a full-time basis. Because of course, last time I'd mentioned this was, you know, a couple weeks ago when she was here, that she was in heat. And it was a rough couple days. But I wasn't working. You know, I was off work. I think it would have went better had she not been in heat. But it was a little rough. A little tough. That being said, though, yeah, I got the word Monday or so. Or Tuesday. I don't remember what day. But I had heard that, hey, yeah, she's going in to get spayed over at the Franklin County Humane Society. Well, actually, they next door to it. Actually, it's a pet station that did the spaying. But yeah, I got the word. So she went in Wednesday morning to get snipped. Why would you? Do you, I guess it's still snipped when you're considering it a female. The spaying and not the neutering. I mean, neutering is definitely a snip. I mean, they did an incision. They cut some stuff. But yeah, I got the phone call or message, and then I talked to them over at PlayStation. God damn it. No, I didn't call it PlayStation. It was Pet Station over in Union. Totally different station. Totally different station. I don't think they're playing much there, as you know, after surgery, probably like, fuck you. But yeah, I talked with them. They gave me several options as far as things to do, as far as the procedure went. Like the initial spaying was figured in with my adoption fee at the Humane Center there. But I had other options. There was some lasering around the incision that they did, and a few other things that would help her recovery, which, you know what, I went ahead and paid for it. It was like almost an extra $200, and I already had like a $100 adoption fee. But I was like, man, if this saves me a nightmare of, you know, her like breaking open her wound and then having to go through surgery again and stuff, I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'll do it. I'd rather not have the headache later on down the road. So, you know, she got the full treatment, as much as I could get. And I picked her up after work on Wednesday, got the old pet taxi out, and drove over there like immediately after I got off work on Wednesday. And I made the mistake of joking with buddies at work. They're like, hey, you know what? I'm getting another cat. She's getting spayed on Wednesday. There's a good chance I'm going to call in on Thursday. And I think I just joking about it, because I did not want to miss work on Thursday. Because I could use all the production bonus money, especially, you know, dropping that extra cash on the spaying. I was like, man, I can use all the cash that I can get. And so I knew that Thursday we were going to make an extra $10 an hour with our production bonus, because, like, there was pretty much no way we weren't going to hit the numbers. Our workload was just, like, easy. Easy run, easy stuff, as I hear Agent Scully crying again. Damn it. Anyway. So I was like, man, I don't want to miss work. I mean, it's like guaranteed money. That's like, it's a 9-hour shift. That's like $90 production bonus. You don't get that if you call in sick. You can use sick time, but it's, you know. So I go and I get Scully there from Pet Station, not PlayStation, over in Union. And she did good in the car ride from Union. I'm assuming she was still, you know, a little out of it post-surgery. I was hoping she would just be, you know, very sedated throughout the night. That did not turn out to be the case. She bounced right back. But she didn't, like, make a sound. She didn't meow at all on the drive back from Union. I had actually, this time, the first time I drove her in my car, I had her in the pet taxi in the back, and she couldn't see anything, you know, the way it was, like, closed. Maybe just having her in the front seat, she could, like, look at me and stuff, made it easier, I'm not sure. Or she was just out of it from the surgery, made it to where she just wasn't making a whole lot of noise. Like, the first time I drove her, of course, she didn't know me the first time I drove her. And, yeah, she was in the dark, basically, driving. She made some noise on that first drive. She's been making throughout this recording already. Only 9 minutes in. I don't think the mic's picking it up too much, though. Anyway. So, yeah, she did good on the drive home. And, there she is. There she is again. I borrowed a kennel from my friend Megan, who's fosters a lot of cats for the Humane Society. And she let me borrow a kennel until I can get Agent Fox Mulder here adjusted to this new situation. Just kind of keep her in the spare bedroom. And at least the first night, you want her like not moving a lot. You don't want her busting open all those stitches and whatnot. Got her home. I went ahead and bought a cone for her, but that ended up not working out very well putting it on her. And then Missy, who was fostering her, who seems very attached to Scully, she ended up dropping off a soft cone. Like that, I had one of the hard plastic cones they gave me from the pet station. I feel like a PlayStation cone would have been better. Maybe would have had like Bluetooth or something. Megan actually dropped by that night too when she was here, and the first night she was here, and dropped off several supplies. Got a new bed that would fit both cats, and quite a few different treats and some other toys. So I'm fully stocked on kitty supplies. But anyway, yeah, I got the kennel set up, and I got a small litter box in there with some pine shavings for litter, because I didn't want the litter I have downstairs so much, the clay stuff that's got a lot of fucking dust. I did not want that in my spare bedroom with carpet. I figured there was no getting that out of the fucking carpet. Anyway, hell, I might end up just going with that pine dust shavings for downstairs. I know that you can get horse bedding fairly cheap with pine shavings. And anyway, so I had the food, the water set up for her, and I got to give her each day for, I say like 3 days. I don't know, I guess until I'm out of the medicine. They gave me medicine in a syringe that I have to feed her in the mouth. No, I'm not injecting it into her veins, but I gotta like shoot it into her mouth, which sounds kind of nasty. I'm shooting medicine into the cat's mouth. Nothing else. Medicine that PlayStation gave me. I want to keep saying PlayStation. Like, it's a son of a bitch. My old brain rotted brain is not helping me today. The caffeine is not helping me, as I'm just way too tired. Anywho, as the night progressed, when I got Scully into the spare bedroom, it was clear to me that, like, oh yeah, she is not really bothered by the surgery much. She was very energetic and quite happy to, I guess, not be somewhere where they were going to cut her open and knock her out. I might have to take her out of there. And I think I made the mistake of, right before recording this, I did go in the room and try to play with her a little bit and she was crying right before I went in there. So I basically rewarded her for crying. I should have waited until she stopped crying before going in there. I think that was my mistake. Anyway, I'll try to muscle through, and I apologize for the crying. She's all right, I swear. But the first night, I had the cone on her briefly, and after chatting with Missy and Megan, which Megan had said that, you know, basically, like, she'd probably be all right just, like, not putting the cone on her. And though I tried the soft cone, like the fabric one, and it was very easy to get on her, but she couldn't get her water out of the bowl and the food and stuff. So I was like, oh shit, well, I can't leave her in that all night. So I went ahead and just like, oh well, let's put caution to the wind here. Hopefully she doesn't go licking her incision a bunch and like irritating the wound and whatnot. I felt bad that I was just putting her in the spare room. And I went ahead and, you know, closed her up in the kettle there. So, I mean, she was caged. And it just felt wrong to do that to a cat in general. But, you know, I had to do what I had to do. Didn't want her, like, jumped around. There's a lot of stuff she can climb in that spare bedroom and stuff, and it probably wouldn't have been good had she, at least the first night, been jumping around and stuff. All House of Pain style. Jump around. yeah, I got her all set up that night. And ended up no cone. It was briefly cone, but the majority of the time she's been here, it's been no cone. No cone. Fox was not happy. He was not happy at all to see her come back. He's like, dude, what the fuck? We've been really vibing lately. He's been super affectionate and whatnot. And just we've been totally vibing. I've created a bit of a monster with him, as I do everything for that fella. And he's, you know, my ride or die. That being said, you know, I've created quite the monster, as he is very high maintenance now and thinks he, you know, owns everything, as, you know, I even called this now Fox's penthouse. Which it very much seems to be. But he was very unhappy with me to bring her back in there. And also, he never, pretty much almost never, gets to go in that spare bedroom. I've let him in there a few times, but for the most part, I'm like, damn it, dude, I don't want to also have to vacuum this room. Like, I just keep it for, like, storage. That's what I currently just really have that room for, is just tossing shit that I'm holding on to but never actually using. A lot of just junk in boxes. Yeah, he was not happy that she was, of course, inside this spare bedroom that he's just thinks that, you know, he's always so excited when I open that door. He's like, oh, holy fuck, I never get to go in here. And then, of course, when he gets to, I mean, it's just like, holy fucking shit, holy shit. And and seeing me bring Agent Scully in there, I was like, motherfucker, what the fuck? As he's like, pretty much the moment I brought her in there was like right by the door. Meow. Like, what the fuck, man? Meow. And then once got her settled in and hooked up with food and water and whatnot. Basically, you know, it was a late night. And I guess I wasn't, again, I think maybe subconsciously I did this to myself, like, by joking with friends that I was going to call in to work on Thursday. That already must have put subconsciously in my head that it's like, oh, we're calling in on Thursday. And, man, I am so OCD with putting alarms on my phone. Like, I have 6 alarms set, I believe, when I generally get up in the morning. Well, 3 when I initially get up after I take my morning deuce, brush my teeth and eat breakfast and make lunch. You know, I'll lay back down for a little bit and then I'll have like 3 more alarms set so I don't end up late. I haven't officially been late yet, as I came close one day to being late, and I was gonna say, you know, actually, I've called in 3 times. I was just thinking, cause like I was thinking today or yesterday or whatever that I've called in twice. Like, no, actually, I've called in 3 times because there was one for bad weather. I called in. Anyway. A little over 2 years and I've managed to call him 3 times. I feel like that's not bad. I woke up as I didn't set any of my fucking alarms. I'm pretty sure I set zero alarms for Thursday morning. Again, got to bed pretty fucking late on Wednesday night. And there was a lot of noise. She was, you know, making quite a bit of noise. She wasn't too bad. She wasn't too bad, actually. She made a little bit of crying whimpers. But, you know, she's probably still somewhat out of it from surgery. But Fox was very pissed off at me. He was not happy at all. Agent Fox Mulder was extremely pissed off at me for bringing this fucking cunt in his eyes. Not in my eyes. I don't call her that. But I got the opinion that, you know, maybe that was how he was feeling. That was how he was feeling. There's no maybe. He's like, you fucking prick. E2 Brute. Like, just so not happy about the whole situation. And, of course, when it came down, normally it came down to time for me to like go to sleep. He was nowhere to be found. As normally he's up here before I lay down. He's like, "Come on, dude, meow, meow, it's time to fucking go to bed, asshole." As every night he sleeps on top of me, like pretty much every night, at least for a little while. You know, since I've gotten the new sofa, he likes to lay down there a lot. But for the most part, like, he still sleeps on me pretty much like every night. It may not be for as long as it used to be, but he definitely enjoys like sleeping on me. I mean, again, he's my ride or die. He's always happy to hang out. And Wednesday night, no, he was like, "Fuck you. You can suck a big fat cock, you piece of shit motherfucker." It's exactly the vibes I was getting from him. anyway, yeah, again, he's not real happy with me that night. And normally it's like I don't even need the alarm clock set on my phone because he wakes me up in the morning. He'll wake me up at like fucking 3 a.m. Even though the majority of the time he's lived here, I've had an automatic feeder set up for him to where it feeds him every fucking day, 3 times a day. It feeds him. He knows this. And as soon as he hears that sound of it going off, he runs, he bolts down and he's on top of that food. And, the next morning came and he did not wake me up. I didn't have any alarm set on my phone. I didn't even have my phone plugged in. And so it was down to like 40% charge the next morning, which at nighttime I always like, I drop it on the charger. And so it's, full charge by the time, I get up for work in the morning. Cause I like to do that. Cause you know, at work, I use my phone on break time to, watch, a little GMM, Good Mythical Morning, it'll brighten my day. And, anyway, I woke up, with no alarm clock, no friendly Agent Fox Mulder above me, making sure I'm not dead. No, I just happened to wake up, on my own accord, and I look at the time, and it was 5:46, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty sure it was like 14 minutes till I start work, because I start work at 6 a.m., and of course, I woke up at my house here, well, at Fox's penthouse at 5:46. Now I had had the one day where I was almost late. I woke up where I had 8 minutes till my shift started, and I still managed to drive there. Well, throw on all my gear, throw some shit in the lunchbox. I didn't, of course, make a sandwich that day, because I did not have time for that. But I managed to throw a fucking apple and like banana and stuff in my. Man, I fucking flew too. I drove considerably over the speed limit and did get to work with like, I don't know, 30 seconds to spare when I clocked in. When I woke up like 14 minutes still, my first thought, which I hate being late, and I always feel just panic stricken when I'm like, no, like, oh fuck, I'm most likely going to be late. I'm like, oh fuck me. And I knew it was going to be a day that was, we were easy stuff we were doing was going to be definite, hitting our production bonuses for the day. Like, there's fuck, I gotta make it to work. And I start throwing on my clothes, and I'm thinking like, fuck, I should probably just call in, because I got, you know, over 100 hours of sick time, because I like almost never use it. And I was like, well, I got to go at least fucking check in on Scully before I head out. Like, I knew I got to give her the medication once a day, which it doesn't specify a time. They didn't say just as long as it's once a day. I figured the morning was probably my best time to give it to her, though. I was like, fuck, I got to check and make sure that she's all right. Make sure she didn't bust open her stitches or anything. So I'm like, all right, I opened the door. And inside the kennel, she had flipped her water bowl and she was completely out of food. And I was like, oh fuck, and I didn't get her medication. I'm like, god damn it. I'm like, all right, I'm calling in, I guess. Fuck. And so I called into work. I felt I was like, it sucked, cuz I, you know, no production bonus, but you know, I got to hang with the kitties for the day. It's probably best for her, because it would have been shitty her first day here that mainly she would be by herself. But yeah, I spent a good chunk of the day hanging out with her, and I slept a lot as I was tired. I'm thinking I probably didn't sleep a whole lot the night before. And I went and got my hair cut that day, and yeah, that, I mean, it's rare that I call in. That is, now that I think about it, of course, I mentioned earlier that, like, that's the third time I've called in there, and I've worked there for over 2 years now. One day it was because there was ice over my road, and I couldn't make it up my hill. I tried and slid all the way down. And then the other time was, I was trying to fuck with my hot water heater. I was having issues, some issues with the old hot water. And so I flushed my hot water heater. I feel like maybe I did some other stuff that day, but anyway, yeah, that was, and of course, the other day when I woke up late and was just like, fuck, and had, you know, the cat situation. As everybody at work heard about my pussy problems. Josh and his pussy problems. That's why he's not here at work today. Of course, you know, according to, you know, I was sick. Which, you know, I feel like, because to be able to use sick time, you have to be sick. Which, you know what, I wasn't feeling real great. I woke up and I honestly didn't feel the greatest. But, you know, I worked through some pretty feeling like shit. It's just, you know, how I generally am. So to say, did it warrant calling in? I feel like it did, you know, the cat situation. From what I understand. But, you know, it's also like, I think for sick time, which in the state of Missouri, it sounds like most of or all employers are kind of forced for the sick time. I'm not sure how that works out. I know the Missouri lawmakers are trying to water it down. They don't want companies having to pay sick time. But, you know, like previous jobs, this is the only job that I've ever had where I had sick time. Anytime I was sick, I had to hope that I had vacation time and that they would let me use that vacation day if I had to call in. Because, you know, for most of my life, it's been like paycheck to paycheck. I've never had like a significant amount of wealth. So a sick day is just fucking game changer to me, man. It's like, holy shit, I can miss work and get paid for it. but I still haven't used sick time much at work, but now, I mean, maybe I have a taste for it now. Like, you know what? I got a runny nose. And I think when feeling well and that you're not feeling well and to be able to sick time, I mean, mental health is a thing. If you're not feeling it, that means you're not feeling well. If you're not feeling it, you know, mentally, you're like, oh, fuck this. I think that constitutes as sick, right? That's what I'm going with. But yeah. So the first day, she was first full day, you know, after, I guess the second night she was here, Fox had calmed down a bit. And he did end up sleeping with me on Thursday night. He slept on me, that is. We didn't fuck. I don't fuck cats. I don't fuck anything other than my hand when I'm watching VR porn these days. He was still fuming a little bit, though. He was not happy still. He's still not real happy. he's stressing a bit still. But he managed to finally get upstairs on Thursday night. He waited. He was holding out. He was still just like, you motherfucker, fuck you. You fucking traitor. Bros before hoes, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget that. I'm assuming what he was saying. But he finally came up 11:30 at night and was like, you know what? All right, fuck it. We're going to come up. I'm going to lay down with you. That's going to be... I'm going to lay on your legs. And he did that and just like, all right, it was just my old buddy, Agent Fox Mulder, hanging out with me. And I've tried... You know, I'm trying to get them, like, really introduced to each other without there being, like, a murder of either cat. Don't want to clean up a dead cat. I don't want my ride or die dying. Or losing another leg, you know, if he gets a real bad infection on another leg. You know, that's how a lot of cats end up with amputations. And losing a leg is via, you know, getting into a fight and they get an infection. And you got to amputate. So, I mean, he can't afford to lose another leg. Though I doubt that would be a scenario. That seems like an unlikely scenario. Scully doesn't seem like she would fuck him up to that degree. I mean, she did go at him a little bit the first time she was here, but I highly doubt he's going to lose another leg over anything that happens with her. She is, like, literally, like, 6 pounds, and he's probably in the vicinity of, like, 14 pounds or so. So, I mean, she is less than half his size. He could swallow her head without much effort. Like, he wouldn't have to, like, really work that jaw much. I mean, he is so much bigger than her. And it's funny, like, having her around, realize just like, oh, yeah, I mean, I knew he was slower because he's missing a leg and he's put on quite a bit of weight since he's lived with me. But you see him and her comparing the speeds, like, oh, shit, yeah, he's pretty slow. She's pretty fast. Only being 6 pounds and whatnot, tiny. So hard to catch. I mean, if he tried to fuck her up, I mean, all she would have to do is, like, run away. As long as he didn't, you know, get a hold of her, I guess, with his mouth. Because, you know, I mean, which I guess I can understand why he would be a bit scared of her is she has four legs. He doesn't. But are four legs better? I mean, threes. I have such a love for three-legged cats now. After him being just, you know, he's my, again, my ride or die. And I almost ended up, of course, with another three-legged feline that ended up over at Jackman's that, of course, Eileen that I came up with the name with. But thankfully, Tony fell in love with her. And that would have been tough to go with. She had to have several surgeries. But anywho, yeah, I've slowly been trying to get Fox acquainted with her, shall we say, and just to chill the fuck out, basically. As I only kept her in the kennel like through the first night. By Thursday night, I decided, you know what, I'll go ahead and leave her out of the kennel. I thought it'd be safe by the end of that night. Like, let's go ahead and just. She's still separated in the separate room. The door is closed, but she's got all kinds of toys in there. I got a cat scratcher with the cactus cat scratcher in there. A bunch of little mice toys. Yeah, there's several toys, but she can go all over the whole room now. And so far she hasn't fucked herself up or anything, just being in there by herself. And but she, you know, she gets lonely. She wants attention, and I'm sure it sucks to just be in one room, but at least it's a lot better than just a smaller cage. Which, I mean, the kennel is good size. It's not small. It's not like I put her in a pet taxi. Just like, live with that. Either way, though, you know, I felt a lot better. You're just not putting her in, just locking the kennel, which I've still got the kennel in there with the litter box and food and a little bed for her. But I've tried to, you know, get the two interacting a bit by putting her in the kennel, like when, like, it's time to, like, try to see if, like, Fox will chill the fuck out as I hear Scully making some noise in the back again. She really wants some attention right now. But anyway, yeah, I've had some incidences with them is somewhat interacting. As usually when I go in there, in that room, most of the time, Fox hears me open that door. And especially if I'm in there for quite a while, he will come upstairs and kind of sit outside the door. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing in there? What are you doing? You're giving her my food, aren't you? You're giving her my fucking food. And I'll try to, you know, play with her for a while and stuff, get her, like, calmed down. And then I'll put her in the kennel. And I'll open the door and go ahead and, like, let Fox in the room. And he's slowly been getting closer to the kennel. The first night, he did not, you know, make it very far in that room at all before, like, like, all right, dude, you got to go. And, but as far as today, like, the most recent thing, I've had him in the room today. And got him to go all the way up to the cage. And he did hiss once, like, right up on the cage. But for the most part, I mean, he's able to go in the room now, at least. And, like, smell, like, he smells, like, so frequently, like, when he goes in there, he's just smelling everything. He's just, like he's looking for a line of coke, and he just needs to snort that shit all up. But I mean, he has smelled every fucking inch of that room now. Me letting him in there. It doesn't appear that he's close to being, like, best friends. They're not stepbrothering it anytime soon. It seems like it's going to take quite a while. I'm hoping Only just a few more days, but we'll see what the fuck happens. But like, cause you know, I don't want to just keep her in that back room, cause as you can hear, she's not real happy about it. But there's not much I can really do about that for the moment. I also, you know, I don't want. I imagine my neighbors might be able to hear that. They have dogs, and don't want the dogs getting irate. I'm almost tempted to bring her in here for finishing out the show here. Fox isn't up here right now, so I feel like I might be able to get away with it. I also don't want her shitting or pissing in this room. So, as I might want to wait till she chills out, though, as I don't want to reward her for crying, as that'll just promote more crying. She'll just be crying all the time for anything she wants. And that's just not good. You don't want to reward that behavior, right? So I'm going to try not to do that. As it sounds like she's calming down. Maybe I'm getting too optimistic here. Anyway, though. I probably won't bring her in here because I feel like that's really going to piss off Fox. And then there's a good chance he won't want to come in here later if I've had her in here. But if I come walking outside this door and he's been in this room where we lay together every night, although she was already been in this room before when she was here the first time and she did come up here and lay with me, and he was not happy at all about that when he came up here after that and... he smelt her on my sheets. It was, I mean, complete betrayal on my part. Complete betrayal. And the look on his face of just disgust. Complete disgust with me. When he smelt that smell. It was, ooh, that smell, you motherfucker. Me too, Brute. Maybe, you know, my... main reasoning for, again, getting the second feline was, you know, the thought that I'm helping Agent Fox Mulder out. I feel like he could use really some companionship. I don't even know what I was going to say there. Companion slip. It seemed like that was going that direction. Although I hadn't really fucked it up yet, I could tell I was going to fuck it up. And it was just, it got my tongue was fumbling. I could tell it was going to cough the ball up, and there was a problem up ahead. Anyway, I thought, you know, Fox could use some companionship that would do him some good. You know, he's overweight. He needs to get some exercise in, I thought. And, thought he figured since I work so damn much that, and he's attached to my hip, I feel like he's got some anxiety and stuff, you know, from me leaving so damn much. And just thought it would be good for him again to have the companionship of another animal. And so I did that. For his sake, and just thought he'd get some exercise, maybe lose a little bit of weight, and just be more happier about shit, and wouldn't be so upset for me leaving for long periods of time. But as of right now, it seems like he's more feeling like I fucking betrayed his ass, which, you know, I didn't want that to happen. I love that three-legged fella. But hopefully, you know, he starts to feel otherwise. As this, but I'm starting to think like, well, did I really do that for him, or am I just like looking for some kind of distraction of what the crazy nonsense bullshit that's going on in the world right now? That I need yet another distraction. As I feel like if I just needed the distraction, I would have just bought another guitar, which, you know, I'm fucking do that. It's just something I'm doing more and more these days. Don't, you know, put it past me to buy another one here shortly. I don't really don't have much longer to pay on my SG, my second Gibson. So, you know, don't put it past me to get another one before too long. But yeah, anyway, maybe this is a distraction for me. Because there's just a lot of crazy shit. Of course, the TikTok ban is, I guess, going into effect tomorrow when I post this. But it sounds like Biden somehow, I don't know, did some kind of executive order or something to the extent of, even though he pushed for this fucking shit to go through. Which, of course, to be fair, Trump was the first one to try to ban TikTok. He tried to do it with an executive order. It did not work. It sucks. I think this TikTok ban is fucking garbage, and the whole reasoning behind it is complete bullshit. There's a lot of Americans. There's what I think I heard something like 150 million Americans or something use TikTok, which is like half the population. Almost half. I mean, was it like 330 million-ish people that live in the United States? And there's a lot of people that make income off of TikTok here in the United States. And for that to just vanish overnight, sure, you can go to other social media things, but from what I understand, it's quite easy for them to find the right niche for if you want to make money and making short videos like TikTok is the way to do it. More people will see your video. It's a lot easier to become a creator and get the right people seeing your videos. You know, for whatever, like the way the algorithm works. I have no idea how their algorithm works, but apparently, I mean, it's so much easier to get discovered on TikTok. As a smaller creator, which with like YouTube, I mean, if you're gonna find somebody on YouTube, it's got to be somebody that's already like big, like YouTube or say Twitch. It's like you already have to be established. It's hard to come from nowhere, come out of nowhere. But from TikTok, from what I understand, way easier to do so. And I mean, it just sucks that they're I'm not like a real big TikTok user. I mainly have it just because I have so many friends that, I mean, like all my friends are on TikTok and they share links with me and shit to, or have you seen this? And it's just, it's just another good source. The thing for me with TikTok is I watch more long form stuff. I'm old. And I've been using YouTube for fucking ever now. And I've so many people I've subscribed to through the years via YouTube that I'm just used to the YouTube, the YouTubes as but I respect the fact that TikTok is fucking huge and it's meant a lot to a lot of people. I mean, it's gotten a lot of news out there too that you don't hear from other places. And it's fucking crazy that they are getting rid of something so hugely popular. And of course, I mean, the reasoning behind it that they're selling the pitch for the whole ban is that it's owned by a Chinese company that will give all of our data to the Chinese government. Which is complete and utter nonsense, which, you know, they may or may not be giving our data to the Chinese government. But, you know, to say that is a national security risk, that ByteDance is giving Chinese government our data that they're scraping from TikTok, I don't know how that's going to create a national, you know, how's that a threat? Like, really? I mean, they're going to know that you watch cooking videos or, like, dancing videos? I guess they can know, like, your age and whatnot. I mean, there is, you know, misinformation, of course, like every fucking social media thing out there. There's all kinds of misinformation. And you might say that they're more slanted to a pro-China situation. that they're selling, you know. It's so ridiculous. Like, of course, it's a social media site. Of course they're stealing and selling your data. But the data they're selling isn't going... I wouldn't think that the Chinese government's going to get much out of that data that would be a national security risk. Like, oh, now we've scoured all of your civilians. Well, I guess even military people use, like, TikTok, but... We know all of your population's social media usage on TikTok. We know where they live. We found out their phone numbers. We're going to be able to invade now. But I mean, I guess, what, are they afraid that basically they're going to also be able to influence elections like Russia has and whatnot? Which I would imagine most adversaries, Iran and everything, just try to anyway. I mean, if they don't do it on TikTok, they'll just do it on Facebook or fucking Instagram or whatever. I'm sure there's not just a one thing. Clearly, Facebook is the number one thing for that. and every social media platform steals your data and sells it. I mean, they just fucking sell your data. Is the United States is one of the few, like, big countries that, you know, has, like, social media that doesn't have all these laws on the books to protect your privacy. But so far, they're only concerned about China fucking with our privacy. Not concerned at all about what Mark Zuckerberg might be doing with all of our information. As he's said, fuck you to fact-checking. That's fantastic, because we know Facebook has not had issues with misinformation and just blatant lies. That has not been a thing. It, if you've ever jumped on there during a presidential campaign, you will never see things that are blatantly false and complete lies. And that's with, you know, fact-checking. I mean... Facebook with fact checking is like 90% bullshit. Complete made up bullshit. It's all clickbait. It's fucking clickbait. And it's turned into, it's funny how, I mean, just the whole arc of Facebook is just so fucking funny in a sick and dystopian, twisted, fucked up way. I mean, the whole reason it started, Zuck, the so not human person is I don't know that anybody seemed less more like a actual human being. I don't know what Mark Zuckerberg is, but he's not human. He's just some kind of malfunctioning robot. You know, like, he started that shit in Harvard. I think it was Harvard he went to. Anyway, I mean, I'm just kind of vaguely remembering The Social Network, the movie, that is. I mean, it started as another, because at the time there was like all kinds. He wasn't the first one to do this, but there was like other sites that also did it. I think he was copying some other site, actually, but it was, they post up pictures of women, their face. And it was like, you rate it. Basically, you like, I'd fuck that, basically rating it. I don't remember. I did not get on it when it was that. Of course, that was basically when it was just like fucking at the college, I think. But it was basically putting up pictures of women, and it morphed into, like, they, I guess, I'm assuming I realized how popular MySpace was. That was, I guess, at about the turn where it started going like, oh, you just need to create accounts where you're just selling yourself, basically, not fuck this person. But, you know, that was early days. That was the way to connect with people that you hadn't seen since, you know, high school or whatever. Like, oh, let's fuck. You could poke them. Anyway. But it's so fucking funny that it was just like basically, would you fuck this person? Like voting. And then turns out to like your grandma like being on there, like going down the QAnon rabbit hole and going to Dealey Plaza because she's pretty sure that JFK is still alive and he's somehow part of the Rolling Stones. And JFK Jr. is there. Coming in to bring America back to greatness. Thanks, Facebook. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. You swell individual, you. Just fantastic. But it's real. I thought he was like weird and freaky before, which the MMA fighting that he's gotten into has made him seem, I wouldn't say more of a person, but at least you can respect the fact that he has some kind of dedication because he has. I've seen some stuff of him fighting and everything. I'll give him the fact that he has put effort into it. And had he gotten into a ring with Elon Musk, which I think is a completely abhorrent person, which sadly I was like, I wanted to see this fight. And, you know, I was actually like rooting for Zuckerberg, even though he should fucking. If he just like burned alive, I would not shed a tear. I mean, he's just a disgusting human. I'm not advocating for anyone to do that. Just saying, I think he's a disgusting human being. And he's literally got blood on his hands. The fucker's got blood on his hands. I mean, there is. Facebook's all over the world. And there's been, you know, terrorist groups and stuff that have gotten, you know, Facebook groups and have like. Connected to each other and plotted to do things and went on and did things. He has definitely got blood on his hands. And a lot of the shit that Facebook has been involved in. It was just this guy that made a fucking app to rate how much he wanted to fuck somebody. Now he controls what's true and what's not. In a lot of people's lives, as so many old, I find it with the older people. I think most younger people that you know grew up with the internet. Well, I don't know about the real young, but I guess people close to my age are hopefully a lot of them, or at least are wise enough to know that. If it's on Facebook, there's a good chance it's not true, which is, you know, 90% of Facebook is just complete bullshit, which I'm guessing it's going to be more like 99.9% now. And, but I guess we'll see. We'll see once the fact checkers are completely gone. And now that they can say racial slurs and stuff out in the open, as if Facebook wasn't a complete toxic fuck show. I was going to say though that fucking weird fro he's got going on. He looks like a goddamn chia pet. The Zuckerberg chia pet. Like if he didn't look weird enough before. Like there's something so not human about his face. The way he talks and stuff is just like he just doesn't seem like. I mean, all billionaires are scumbags to me. I mean, they're all just, you don't become a billionaire without just being someone that just doesn't really give a fuck about anybody else. Like, you don't get to the top, that far up the top, without fucking over millions of people. It's, I mean, in my opinion, no one should ever amass that much wealth. I mean, what the fuck do you need that much money for? I mean, the reason why, like, there was the race for the rockets with Bezos and Musk is that Like, at least with Bezos, it's just like, oh, I didn't know what else to do with my money. You got billions of dollars. You don't know what to do with it. You're like, I might as well have shoot myself to the fucking moon? Like, you couldn't go, oh, you know what? Maybe I could spread this wealth a little bit. And, I don't know, maybe at the very least, give some back to the people that I employ. And, you know, help them give them a livable wage. But no, I think I need to build a big fucking rocket that looks like a big dick because, you know what, I'm a big dick. But here I go again on a rant about people with a lot of money and, you know, I should probably not do that because again, I think I'm low on the list as far as enemies go to the rich people that now control the country, which rich people always have. But it's way more obvious now that it is all about the rich people. Don't give a fuck about any of the poor people. But anywho, yeah, I've gone on and on. So I don't care about rich people. That's abundantly clear, I guess, at this point. But yeah, I think I'm off the ban on a different note, but sort of in the same vein. I think I might be tonight not being banned on voice chat on Call of Duty. As it sounds like, I mean, it's possible that Call of Duty could just get banned in general too, because there's a big Chinese company that owns a lot of percentage of quite a few video game companies, that the big games, man, are all involved in. Fortnite, fucking Call of Duty, just a lot of stuff. And Discord would shut down if they're, because they're talking about banning this company too from the United States, which would just fucking fuck. It is a fucking train wreck, shit show, and then some. Yeah, we'll see what the fuck happens as far as that goes. You know, I haven't heard much in the last week, I guess. Maybe it's just 'cause I've tuned out about taking over or buying Canada or Denmark. At least in the last couple of days. So as Trump is officially back in as our forever president, starting on Monday. Hopefully I live to see a day when he's not in there, and that maybe we'll have a free and fair election at some point where we don't only have one. I feel like it's just going to, if they do, it's going to be, you know, just like with Russia, there's somehow 99% of the people vote for, you know, Putin. It'll be Trump or J.D. Vance. And then it's just like, and it won't be like the opposition won't even be like a Democrat. It'll just be like, it'll be like Marco Rubio. That is our options are either Trump again, or like Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. That'll be, yeah, I'm trying to end on a positive note, but, on the plus side, I mean, hockey, man, Blues are looking good. They're looking like a real playoff contender. They're 1 point back of the Calgary Flames after the last two games. As of right now, the way it sits for the playoffs, again, we've got it several months before playoffs. So a little too early to get too excited about it, but I mean, they are 1 point away from the Calgary Flames, which on that side of hockey, the Flames have the currently last wild card slot. and they just beat Calgary two games back to back. And they're playing the Utah Hockey Club tonight, which I feel like they have a strong shot of winning. And, you know, I'm excited for that. And hopefully I'll go to another game before here. Too long. I did just get the Game Time app, which I clicked on a fucking ad from Instagram, which I almost never do. I fucking goddamn Zuckerberg again, you know, ruined Instagram, by the way. It used to be such a fucking cool place. I'm okay they added like videos to it, which that was definitely under Zuckerberg, but I mean, it used to be so fucking cool and you would see more of the shit that you wanted to see. Whereas anything involved with Mark Zuckerberg, the algorithms are complete shit. Ugh. I would rather ByteDance just bought all of fucking Meta. And hell, turn it all over to the Chinese government. I don't give a fuck. yeah, anyway, I clicked on this Game Time app, and I put that on my phone because I didn't come close to going, but there was the other Thursday night after I called into work. It was third Thursday, so I went and ran that day. But they had... The Blues played Calgary for the second game. I didn't realize, I forgot at least, that it was Rizzuto, and I didn't know Shelley went to that game. But, man, they put the hurt on the Flames that night, and, man, it would have been a hell of a game. But that Game Time app, the way they sell it as, and at least there's a lot of really positive reviews on that app, that you can find big discounts day of a game. And that night, it showed that I could get a ticket for, like, $16. I'm sure it was, you know, mezzanine and probably near the back of this place, but $13 to go see a fucking Blues game at the Enterprise Center? Fuck yeah. But I'm hoping, you know, because, I mean, that's the thing that prevents me to go to, you know, games, which I've gone to already, like, four games this season. That's a lot. I've never gone to that many. The most I've gone to before that was two. That was like last season. But yeah, I mean, the shit, dude, $13. Now, granted, I still got to pay quite a bit for food. But I think as far as like stadiums are concerned, I don't feel like the Enterprise Center is too bad. I mean, it's pricey, but you know that you're going to have to pay an upcharge for going and getting food at a stadium. You know, obviously, if you want to save on that, it's just better to go eat before the game. But, man, I mean, I'm pretty excited. Hopefully, with the Game Time app, hopefully that really works out. But that's really all I've got. I've got to go check on some kitty cats and see if I can't get them to all get along. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.